Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Yes, indeed. And today we have a very, very special treat. We have the Lonely Hearts String Band all the way from the USA. Welcome to Auckland, guys.
Oh, so good to be here.
Could someone step up? One or two of you step up to the mic for a second. Could you introduce your band for us?
Over here, we have Matt Whitler playing the mandolin from Los Angeles, California. Charles Clements playing the bass from Boston. Patrick McGonigal playing the fiddle from British Columbia, Canada. Gabe Hirschfeld from Massachusetts playing the banjo. And my name is George Clements. I'm also from Boston.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And when did you land in Auckland?
Oh, geez. It feels like we've been here forever, but I think it's just 2 days ago.
Enjoying the hot, muggy weather?
Yeah, we're loving it. We came from negative temperatures, negative 15 Celsius in Boston. So.
Right on. Yeah. So bluegrass is a big thing in the States, but probably lesser known in New Zealand. Can you... explain what it is for those who may not know?
Bluegrass is a rural American music that kind of originated in the late 1940s, and it developed out of a fiddle tune kind of dance tradition that met with blues and kind of Delta blues and rock and roll, and it also blended with country music, and so it's an acoustic string band music that was originated by Bill Monroe. The father of bluegrass is a guy named Bill Monroe.
From Kentucky.
From Kentucky, the bluegrass state. And his band was called Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, and that's where the genre name comes from.
Right, and notably no drums included traditionally in bluegrass.
No, we have the bass gets the kind of thump you need, and then the mandolin gets the chop, so that's all the percussion we need.
Yeah.
And we like to think of every instrument as kind of a drum in this band.
So are you guys all based in Boston currently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all met while we were studying at the Berklee College of Music, which is right in Boston, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of used Boston as our home base and been touring around the States. And this is our first year we've really done some international tours, and we're just loving it.
Oh, cool. Anything on the cards for New Zealand while you're here? Any must-dos that you've been told?
We'd like to go bungee jumping. We saw the toothbrush fence.
Oh, where was that? I haven't seen the toothbrush fence.
Chimpahu.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we heard about it in Flight of the Conchords and just had to see it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Flight of the Conchords fans, then.
Big fans.
Oh, that'll score you points around here. Yeah. And so you guys have one album out, is that right?
That's correct.
That's right. We released our first record in 2015. It's called Deep Waters. And we just finished recording our second record. Literally just 2 days before we left for New Zealand, we put the final touches on our second album, and hopefully it'll be out by June.
Well done.
Thanks.
So today you're going to play us a few songs.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple new songs and an old song.
And an older song.
And an even older song.
Okay, cool. So let's maybe, I'll let you guys take over, and we can talk about where people can catch you live after that.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Here's a song called I Couldn't Believe It Was True.
I couldn't believe it was true. tears on masturbation years. I couldn't believe it was true.
Well, now we're going to play a song called
The Tide.
The Tide. This is a song that we wrote a few years ago, and it was kind of when the band was really coming together and finding our identity as a band that plays original music, and this is one of the first songs that we all kind of co-wrote together.
Yeah, that first song, that last song we just played, was a tune written by the great Eddie Arnold, a country artist, and we played it in a fairly traditional bluegrass style, and so
that's like a bluegrass standard?
We've kind of made it into something that sounds like a bluegrass standard,
right,
but it's more
of
a country, old country song.
It certainly gets the blood pumping.
It does, yeah it gets up there. So this next song is a little more of a modern take on kind of bluegrass.
And, okay, yeah. Cool. You have a video for this song, is that right?
We do, yeah. There's a music video out there.
Up on
somewhere.
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
We tune a lot in New Zealand.
It's true.
Snowy sidewalks, felt the rain come pouring down on me. Black canvas wears color, without you near I am an empty frame. I hope you're waiting for me, I long to hear your past and speak your name. So I'm shores. Across the bridge, my thoughts and I wander with the highway leading to you pushed away. But as sure as night will turn to day, so my love will be keeping me running homeward, drifting upward. Will you meet me with the tide?
We have one more song for you. We're going to play you a very new song of ours. This is a song that we wrote inspired by the bizarre political situation back home in the United States. So it's a song kind of about that. We wrote it not long after the election, a little over a year ago. It's a song called The Other Side.
Amazing. I feel completely invigorated. Such a treat to have you guys there. And there was definitely some goosebumpy moments, all these string instruments reverberating around the room. So you've got a number of shows lined up in New Zealand, starting with the Auckland Folk Festival this weekend. And you've got a couple, you're playing the showcase on Saturday night.
Saturday night? Yep.
And there's a mandolin workshop on Saturday as well.
For all you mandolin enthusiasts out there, you can study with the one and only Matthew Whitler, straight from Los Angeles, California.
And then a lunchtime show on Sunday. So if people want more details, they can visit aucklandfolkfestival.co.nz. And then you're trekking around a little bit, Tauranga and a few other places.
Hamilton,
Whangarei. I'm going to put the poster up on the Morning Glory Facebook page. And people can find it there. And also Event Finder.
Yeah.
And are they ticketed? Some of the shows ticket, yeah. So, or Event Finder, all details there. Thank you again so much for coming in. And if people want to look up your music to buy it or listen to it online, Spotify.
Yeah, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, and we have a website, LonelyHeartStringBand.com.
LonelyHeartStringBand.com. In case you didn't catch that.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
We don't tweet.
Okay, so don't bother with Twitter.
Yeah, because Donald Trump is all over that. And so
oh, yeah. Blur.
Boycott. Steal clear.
You two are brothers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twins? Yeah. All right. Yeah. I see. It took me a little while. Yeah, I'll admit. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. Such a pleasure. Such a pleasure.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.